AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Boston is out as a candidate city for the 2024 Olympic Games. Mayor Marty Walsh says he would not sign a document making the city responsible for construction overruns. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the U.S. Olympic Committee was uncomfortable with the debate going on about hosting the Games.
They have a process they need to pursue and a set of decisions that they need to make. Based on what I saw in the statement, one of their concerns was sort of the robust but fairly typical for us public debate that was going on.
President Obama, on a visit to Ethiopia, praises the government there for its battle against terrorist groups, but AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says he also criticized its human rights record.
The first sitting president ever to visit Ethiopia, Obama noted its troops are spearheading the fight against al-Shabaab militants based in next-door Somalia. But he also told Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn his government should stop jailing foes and reporters.
I don't bite my tongue too much when it comes to these issues.
At a news conference, Haile Mariam insisted things are improving.
Our commitment to democracy is real, not skin deep.
However, human rights groups say widespread vote rigging and intimidation are the reason the ruling party won all 540-plus seats in parliament in the elections in May. Mark Smith with the president, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Fiat Chrysler will buy back more than 500,000 Ram pickup trucks and other vehicles, part of a deal with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to settle problems with about 24 recalls. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the automaker is also paying a record fine.
The company has agreed to pay a $105 million fine. That is the largest civil penalty in NHTSA's history.
The deal also allows owners of more than a million older Jeeps with rear-mounted gas tanks to trade them in or be paid by Chrysler to have them fixed. On Wall Street, the Dow down 126. This is AP Radio News. Police and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources staff back on the hunt for an elusive lion-like animal after a big cat was seen again in Milwaukee. Herbert Bell says no one really believed him when he spotted the animal in a creek in his neighborhood.
They thought I was kind of crazy. And my neighbor went towards the bridge and took a peek. And she came back and started screaming, "Oh, he there, he there, he there."
At least two police officers are among the several people who have seen the animal. It was first spotted last Monday in a neighborhood about 5 miles from where the search was conducted yesterday. Police have arrested a man who slipped through security last night at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and boarded a plane without a ticket. That flight was delayed because of the incident as they were arresting him. A TSA official says more barriers have been added to the screening areas as the agency reviews the incident. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.